calls a reggae coming through my bedroom wall. Have a party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone. Two lovers in the bedroom, and the other starting to shine.
Sit on it.
Sit on its face.
Or don't have faces.
Oh, ask and ye shall receive.
He gets her off the bottom.
Oh, no. Is he trying to fuck it?
I wonder if State Farm covers this.
What was that big poof of air? Oh god, I'm just destroying the crap.
Ah, stupid car.
Why did it stop?
Oh, kind of like the. I should have kept it going with the ape doing the. There we go. Yeah, look at that guy. Oh.
Proper push up.
Wait, that's how I do them. Although I keep my tail in between my legs. Oh my god, look at him go!
Pretty sure this is animal abuse and we should not be showing that.
No, he's having a good time.
I do not support this video.
That is actually Aaron Berg's personal trainer.
I don't even really like animals. And I still think this is awful.
Oh.
We should only be testing on animals. We shouldn't be training them.
Chimps, so like us. Oh, man.
When was the last time you did sit-ups, Bill?
A couple days ago.
Really?
Yeah. My abs have abs.
Oh, okay. What are those called?
Fabs. They're fab abs.
Great.
Yeah. And my trainer happens to be a monkey. How you doing?
I'm good. What did I... Oh, we need a new segment.
Okay.
If someone wants to... come up with a graphic for it. It's called Late to the Game. It can maybe be me with a kickball and everyone's left, or, you know,
ooh,
something like that.
I like this already.
But Late to the Game. So I just started watching. Finished that Gianni Versace, The Assassination, finished that series. Quite good.
Prefer to converse, but continue.
And then there's that documentary about... It was that serial podcast about Ayed Sahid or that guy who is in jail for killing his girlfriend or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 years old, the story, but they just came out with this documentary and it's my first exposure to it because in true me form, if everyone is listening to something or watching something, I refuse. Like,
you're a rebel.
It's why I've still never read Harry Potter. Because in grade school, everyone was reading it, and I was like, I'm too cool for this. And as a result, I've missed out on probably a big part of a childhood. But yeah, so late to the game, I am fascinated by this, and I now want to listen to and watch all things. Hey, Ayed, I don't know all their names.
Then you're not creating awareness if you pronounce his name.
Late to the game. There we go. Very good job.
Oh, nicely done, guys. Mm-hmm. Very quick.
If everyone wants to send me their theories about what happened, I will read them.
I'd be careful what you wish for. Speaking of late to the game, I've noticed a theme recently. I've been getting here early and therefore been forced to watch In Hot Water.
Mm-hmm.
And apropos of nothing, it will have absolutely nothing to do with whatever they're talking about, which is usually some pretty cerebral stuff. But Gina will just sort of like yell out, you know what? Not an anal. Just not my cup of tea. Just no rhyme or reason to it. We'll just offer up this bit of information. I think he protests too much. Also, he never specifies. I think he just means with a woman. He won't do it with a woman. But he just keeps saying it all the time. And it reminded me of something late to the game that went viral right when the old YouTubes was first coming out and it was a thing.
Okay.
Did you ever see the PSA on technical virginity?
No.
Well, you're about to.
Great.
Let's take a look. It's an oldie but a goodie. And it reminded me of Gina.
I've got big plans for my future. A good college, a career, maybe even my own business someday. But one thing I'm not planning on is getting pregnant. That's why I choose anal sex.
Oh.
I mean, sure, it hurts a little, and I wind up walking funny for a day or two. But I think my future's worth it. Anal sex. The smart choice for your future.
Hey, holy shit. That's like...
It's an oldie but a goodie.
God, I love that because it looked like one of those super lame PSAs.
Well, but you learned something. Not.
That is great.
Mm-hmm. That's for all you teenage girls watching right now.
I had a friend...
Keep it in the butt. Keep it in the butt.
I had a friend, and by this I mean an actual friend because we know how I feel about anal.
Saving it for marriage.
And who said she's never getting married? This girl. I had a friend who said that basically after it, you're just like always a little nervous you're shitting yourself or like you're going to shit yourself because it's like that kind of feeling like your butthole's bigger.
Well, yeah. I think that is an issue that I've heard. Red can be an issue, particularly the type of sheets that you have. You know, make sure that they've got a couple. It's cotton, I guess. I don't know. I mean, these are certain things that you need to be aware of.
Why do your sheets matter?
If you're doing anal, they matter.
Oh, like in terms of cleaning them?
Absorption. Okay. Being easy to clean. Garrett's an expert on that. Garrett,
how about rubber sheets? Do we have a call?
Oh, Daryl. Oh, he's giving us a Kevin Brennan update. Or is it a down date?
Speaking of rubber sheets.
What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a little update of what Kevin had to say about you.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? Shockingly, I didn't watch.
What? Say again?
I said, shockingly, I didn't watch.
I don't believe that. But let me go through my notes here and update you guys.
He literally is flipping pages. I hear
yes.
it.
Yes. You're like a White House correspondent for... I don't know what...
I'm the legitimate morning news guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin said that if he punched you, you would explode into a cloud of dust like a piece of fine china.
But then Brian could snort me.
That's true. I don't know if you had the same reaction as Coke, though. He might get cancer.
Definitely.
Blind and cancer. That's a rough go.
Kevin also said you were way too drunk to even show up to Boozy Boxing, failure of your job, apparently.
No, I actually had another job, but I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Sullivan's maybe.
Yes.
So Kevin,
I was working
Kevin
at Sullivan's.
Kevin also said that he has a broken elbow and he could still kick your ass.
No, you know what that was? That was a preemptive, and I might say a little bit of a pussy strike. You see, by saying that he has a hurt elbow, that therefore gives him an excuse when I kill him with my one good hand. How's that? That's what I think that is right there.
I think those are fighting words, Bill. I think this is your chance, man. You need to challenge him to a duel.
There is no sadder rivalry on any network.
I am in. I am in. I will snap into that human Slim Jim, believe it or not.
Wait, but Daryl, who do you think would win?
I honestly don't know. I think, Bill, you might be able to sneak out some like quick shots, maybe take out his other elbow. I mean, he's a pretty tall guy, Kevin. He might just collapse on the floor. Who knows?
He kind of looks like he's all elbow.
Yeah?
Yeah. And also, like, I don't think I could break his jaw because it already looks broken. One thing I've noticed about Kevin is after he says something, his mouth just kind of stays open. Like that. And so I think that part of it might be a little dislodged. So I'll just break the other part and really have it just dangle.
I really think Kevin would destroy Bill. Because
why do you say that? You're supposed to be on my side.
No, Kevin, like... really hates you.
Yes,
like,
he does.
Like, it's not an act. Like, he
I like
really
it, though. It's flattering.
He finds you repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you, I don't think, find anyone really that, you know, you don't hate anyone that much, so you
it's
wouldn't.
It's so much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, though, you need to look at it like this. You gotta step up to the plate, challenge him to a duel.
I have.
Earn the respect of everybody on the network and, you know, force him to respect you.
Well, listen, I know the guy that runs Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn, and I could get us a ring like that. So it's up to Captain Elbow and whatever other false excuse he's got going for him these days. But I will take that little burnt salamander and grab him by his little tail, and with my one good hand, see, I'm making excuses too, and just sort of swing him around the old ring, left and right, right and left.
That's a visual.
It is. I'll do a little technical virginity on his ass.
Daryl, you could pass along the message.
I will, guys.
Or don't.
I will fall into Burning Bridges today and deliver your challenge on your back.
Yeah, no, I got it. Anytime he's willing.
Okay.
And even if he's not willing.
And all right. Maybe you should just show up and challenge him today. I mean, he's going to be there at 2:30.
Well, here's the problem with that.
Girl, then you'd be out of a job.
Yeah, well, not to mention the fact that the last time I showed up unannounced at his show, that resulted in Brian and Gino sweating all over each other in the hallway. So I don't necessarily know if that's a good idea. But
I don't see any problems.
The gauntlet has been thrown. Unfortunately, Kevin won't be able to catch it because he's got a hoit elbow. But hopefully he'll see it on the floor and maybe grab it with his one good hand / elbow.
Awesome.
Thank
you. All right, guys.
Thank you for the updates, Daryl. I like hearing you shuffle your notes as you tell us.
I love it.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, buddy.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I feel like you're going to be on Kevin's side if this were to happen. Like, you'd be rooting for him.
I don't care enough.
Well, you do want to see me get hurt.
In true Joe fashion.
You're so cool.
I'm just, like, really
you're so cool.
This.
I do have one thing that I think you might care about.
What?
And I haven't watched it yet, so we can watch it together in awe. The full trailer, not 1 hour ago, has come out for, you know what Disney does these days? In lieu of actual...
They perform on ice?
There is that too. But in lieu of like actual creativity, they just regurgitate old movies, but in live action form.
So they just did Dumbo, which tanked.
Is it really doing bad?
It did really bad. Apparently, the box office when it premiered, there was this Christian film that like did so much better.
Oh, yeah. The it's like anti-abortion, the film.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, yay,
unplanned.
Fetus.
Unplanned.
Huh?
Unplanned.
Unplanned. But boy, did they, I guess the box office was big on that. Although, what was the budget on that? I mean, a couple rubber fetuses and a bunch of actors. Was Kirk Cameron in it? I bet he was in it.
I think it was a real movie, wasn't it, or no?
Oh, my God.
Oh, how dare you besmirch that Growing Pains vet. well, the full trailer for the live action.
Lion King.
Oh,
I haven't watched. Let's watch.
Apparently, James Earl Jones is still alive. That's a spoiler alert right there. Let's take a look. See, I haven't seen it yet.
Life's not fair. Is it, my little friend?
Mm-hmm.
While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark.
Ooh, that must be Scar. Hyenas are no joke. They will fuck you up.
Begging for scraps. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance.
Circle jerk of life.
It looks so real.
Well, that's kind
While
of the point.
While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
The future is wow.
Run away, Simba, and never return.
He's gonna kill him. Oh, look at that. And how did they train him to walk right into the moon like that?
You must take your place.
All the voices are new except for James Earl Jones. He's back.
In the circle of life.
Billy Eichner.
What do we play?
Oh, fun.
Well, that's a thing.
That's exciting.
Are you going to see it?
Probably not.
But you will be.
I'll wait till it comes out, yeah. You know.
Are you going to wait till it's like a serial podcast and they discuss exactly what happened to Simba?
It's kind of smart, though, because everyone's obsessed with those blue planet and like seeing all these animals and the vistas and the terrain. And you get that with this. I mean, the thing that sucks about it is like from cartoon to live, right? So like the Beauty and the Beast one that they redid.
Yes.
That makes a little more sense to me because it's like actual people. But this is still like not real animals. Do you know? Like it's all effect. Right?
Wait, those weren't real animals?
No. Right?
They didn't train those animals.
Guys, were they born south of the border or
in Mexico? I don't know.
Nice. Yeah, I like a lot of it to me just kind of looks like the original. I don't know.
Well, it is. It's the step by step, play by play, shot for shot remake of the original, but with real fur.
Yeah.
Or more real looking
fur. I did like that they got right. You know, when lions, because I've watched Blue Planet, maybe not Blue Planet, but, you know, one of those ones with Africa. The lions.
Racist.
When, you know, when the ear twitches because, like, a bug's landed on it, or, like, there's just like.
Can you mimic that for me, please?
No.
Hire her, Hollywood.
It's, you know, it does look very real.
Yeah. No, it's impressive. And people will watch it because what else are they going to do? I mean, what was the last time Disney came up with anything new? I mean, I guess Pixar is owned by Disney and they do new shit.
Well,
seem to enjoy.
My curiosity is, right, so it's something for the whole family or like it's great for the kids. But do parents actually enjoy taking their children to the movies? Because to me, that must be awful. You know, getting them in the car, driving there. Then the kid wants, you need snacks for them. You do they have to go to the bathroom during the film? It's like a big hassle. It just seems like a hassle.
Well, that's like, I think I told you like when Aquaman came out, my brother is like oddly friends with Patrick Wilson, who's like the bad guy in Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Wilson was a big treat for my nephews. He took the entire class, because his kids are in the same class as my nephews, to a theater in Montclair to see Aquaman. And they, of course, were just overwhelmed by the fact that they're seeing Aquaman with the bad guy. But the entire time in the back of my head, I'm like, oh. But my brother and my sister-in-law got out of taking them to the movie.
Yeah.
That's all I thought. I was just happy for them that they didn't have to deal with all those little runts watching dudes fight in the water. So, yeah, I don't think taking kids to a movie is actually enjoyable. Although they shut up for 2 hours.
But do they?
Yeah.
I guess they do.
Unless they have some sort of, like, bladder infection and are just going into the bathroom every 5 minutes. But, yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to think. I think the first film I saw when I was a kid was Pocahontas in the theater.
And what was your costume in Halloween? You bacon?
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was a great costume.
You culturally appropriated amazing. Both a porn star and a Native American hero.
Ever.
Actually,
Sacagawea doesn't get enough love.
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea. It can be either.
No, it's Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
I actually thought that was like a weird porn name that you were
hey,
doing.
Garrett,
for a second, but no, you just mispronounced it.
Is there any way, can you search Portlandia Sacagawea sketch? It is so funny. If we can't find it, go on Netflix, go to Portlandia, find this episode. Basically, Carrie and what's it? Wow, brain fart.
Special presentation.
Here
this
we go.
It's going to be very exciting. You're going to love it, I promise.
Hi, kids. I'm Meriwether Lewis.
And I'm William Clark.
And we're going to explore the Western United States. We haven't seen it before. We had a guide back in those days, and I was Sacagawea. Picture her there.
Can you see her at the front of the boat there?
Can you see her? Use your imagination. Use your imagination, brains.
Oh, because they didn't have like a Native
I suppose
American.
You should ask Sacagawea where we're headed.
I agree.
Sacagawea, can you help us find our way?
Sacagawea, if we could just have your attention for a moment.
Which way should we go? Sacagawea. Sacagawea.
I can't.
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. She's not paying attention.
Sacagawea.
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 She hasn't mastered
it. She's really
not
giving us the time of day at all. The further we go, we're getting more and more lost. And boy, oh boy, we really don't know where we're going. Lewis and Clark really wanted her attention in those days. And some people sometimes have issue with something separate.
Sacagawea.
I'm sure she hears us, but for some reason, she doesn't really want to address us. And I'm sure it's not because of the volume of the water. Sacagawea. Please, Sacagawea.
And this is turning into the hardest part of our trek.
This oatmeal looks really good.
This rabbit stew looks really good.
We don't have any spoons or anything. I think I want to eat this. Let me see if Sacagawea knows where the spoons are. Sacagawea. Sacagawea, where do we keep the spoons?
I need something to eat this rabbit stew with.
Remember what we didn't eat? Yeah. So, Sacagawea, we'd like a spoon. Now we've arrived at the seashore. And all of the other fellow expeditioners are out in front of us.
We're watching
out along the shore.
And they've helped us all along the way, and they're very weary and tired. So we're going to make a speech to them to thank them for all the work they've done. Mm-hmm. Men.
Gentlemen.
Men. Guys.
Hey, you're going to want to listen to this. We got a pretty good speech coming up.
We hereby proclaim that in this year, guys, hey, in 1805, oh, please. What? Stop talking. I'll wait. Maybe Sacagawea can get their attention.
You know, she's great with large groups.
Sacagawea, will you get there? Sacagawea.
Hey, Sacagawea, can
We're almost done. Just Sacagawea. What is it? Did we keep you up? Was it the talking? Just tell us what it was. I don't know where you guys are running to. Oh, my God. They're still running. We don't know that area at all.
No one does.
You guys like snakes?
Portland.
Oh, boy.
I see a future in there for
you. I don't know why I find that sketch so funny. Sacagawea! Sacagawea!
I wish they'd asked for Pocahontas, and you just came traipsing on out in your little outfit and offended everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look away. Look at me.
I made the costume myself, just like the Native Americans had to do.
I think most people that wear blackface put the makeup on themselves. That doesn't excuse the fact that it's very offensive. Something to think about.
This is accurate.
Something to think about. Just trying to make you a better you.
All right, let's get people in. We have an awful National Geographic to do. It's going to take forever.
No, we don't. I'm saving it for tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Do you want to tell Gino?
Why, is he sticking around for it?
Yeah.
We can do it, but I got to print it out.
I told him it was today. Whoops.
Well, it's up to him. You guys... bunch of vets that we love very much. Von DiCarlo, or stupid Knicks beat the Bulls last night. No one cares. You can check out our Patreon on www.coachvon.com.org.gov. Also back is Josh Carter and Chris Freed, two of our favorites. Don't forget to give us your plugs, guys.
Clubs.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hey.
This feels so dramatic. Are the chairs new?
Thank you.
We switch them around so someone gets the bum chair every week.
Okay.
Probably.
Has anyone else seen that Sacagawea sketch?
I don't think anyone was watching it.
No, I couldn't hear very well.
Yeah, they were all just gabbing
so
in the green room.
Good.
Not Anyways. Watching you regurgitate Portlandia's material. Shit, okay, so is Gino ready
Gino,
for this?
I mean... Gino, it wasn't supposed to be today.
We can do it today.
I'm the worst.
I can do it today.
I'm out. Do it without me.
You dick.
I'm out.
Great, we'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Something to look forward to. It involves Gino, bets, and animals.
Oh, man.
She loves it.
I'm the worst.
You are not good. I sent you guys... a last minute one, but I really think we all need to comment on
it. We could talk about this.
It's both topical.
I don't know anything about this.
It's both topical, and you guys can give me your topical solutions. Linnell destroys Chris Darden for defending Nipsey Hussle's alleged killer, according to a little thing called TMZ, which stands for TMNZ. Comedian Linnell is absolutely furious at Chris Darden. You may remember him of OJ court fame and whatnot, saying he is worse than a, quote, Uncle Tom for defending Nipsey Hussle. TMZ caught up with her in a little place called Hollywood on Monday and got this
defending Nipsey Hussle's killer, not Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question, you know, pretty big news right now. The alleged killer of Nipsey Hussle, Eric Holder, is being represented now by none other than Christopher Darden. So I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Well, if I may be as presumptuous as to speak for myself and most of the people in my community, we're appalled. You know, this smells like a good old-fashioned Uncle Tom to me. He's worse than an Uncle Tom. He's a Judas. He's a race traitor. He's a flop. He's always been one. Johnny Cochran ain't taught him nothing. And his daughter, I hear, is being harassed because of this situation. He wasn't thinking about her when he made that decision. You thought she wouldn't be harassed? She's probably not the only one in his family being harassed. He wasn't thinking about her when he made that decision. He wasn't thinking about her when this came up.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of other work he could take.
I feel like she went out and walked around until TMZ found her to tell this story.
Even if he's walking away. But he ain't got none of that. And that's why he's down there with the other bitch.
Now, what advice do you have for his daughter?
Get a new daddy.
I'm glad she's around, so I don't have to go to Facebook with this.
Yeah, let him get the same white, raggedy public defender that everybody down in my neighborhood gets. Let him get the same one that everybody gets. Where, who's paying you, Christopher Darden? Who's paying you? That's the question. That's the question.
It's the first time they've ever cut a celebrity off and said, this is over.
We got enough.
Wait, who is she mad at?
She's mad. So Christopher Darden is a dude who prosecuted OJ, who's now defending the killer of a rapper.
Right. And she's pissed that this guy is defending this killer.
Yeah. First, I was just wondering, do prosecutors normally then defend people, like, later in their career? I feel like usually if you're a prosecutor, aren't you just...
I think that he's a switch hitter, you know? I mean, he's a utility player, goes where he's needed.
He's always against the black hero, I guess.
At least as far as those two cases are concerned, I wonder if there's an underlying thing here that
like,
I'm not
for
aware
the
of.
State, right? And then you want to move to, like, a private company to make more money. I guess that's why. Then you start defending people, right?
Well, can I say something? Let me first defend his daughter. Because I don't think that just by the fact that that's her dad, that she should be getting harassed. I'm going to say that as a mother, as a woman, as a person. Leave the kids out of it. She can't control what her dad's job is. And that's his job. But where I'm kind of disgusted is the whole spectacle of the thing. I feel like everything is just turning into a damn movie. These are people's lives. Now, I look at him as an opportunist. Where has he been? Where has he been all this time? Now, all of a sudden, he's jumping on this case? Go kiss my ass.
Actually, he has kind of disappeared since the old...
Exactly, but now this is an opportunity, I don't know, to get another The People versus this dude's case. The People versus OJ, is he getting a check for that? For his image and his likeness? Everything, nothing is real anymore. And I've been saying for many years and many a Twitters and many a tweets and... The news is the longest running reality show from day one, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. As soon as Nipsey Hussle was killed, it seemed like a movie. And then this guy jumps on. Now it's more of a movie. And as a black person, let me just say, every black person is not part of the culture. I've also said many a day and many a tweet, just because you're black don't give you the pass to say the N-word. There's a lot of people on the list that shouldn't be saying the N-word, and he's one of them.
I keep telling you. Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. It's not because your skin is black you get a pass. I don't want to hear him say it. I don't want to hear Stacey Dash say it. Hell, at this point, I don't want to hear Kanye say it.
Well, the other thing, issue is Nipsey Hussle is wordplay on a guy that like no one under 50 will even know who he is. Nipsey Russell.
I'm under 50.
I know he is, but I'm an old soul.
Classic Nipsey. Of course we know who he is. Lean on me.
Who Nipsey Russell?
They should.
They should. I agree with that. It's not like Gnarls Barkley. Everyone knows Charles Barkley, but Nipsey Russell, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not as popular as Charles Barkley.
Wildcats, the football movie?
Yes! Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Wildcat. That was great. That's one of my favorites.
That was Woody Harrelson's.
Goldie Hawn. I have a question. How do you feel about the word community when people say black community or gay community? I never like communities because... I don't know. I'm not in. What if there's a white guy? I mean, I understand that's more whatever, but you know, it's not the same. Not the same.
Bigger than a community.
Doesn't work the same.
Thank you for not asking me.
But my point is,
I don't have a problem with.
My point is, if some
community.
Dude was like a straight community or white, if I don't like him, I'd be like, I'm not in your community. Stop that. So I don't know. What's,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. There's a community as a whole, like we're all Americans yeah. in a community of the United States of America. And then it breaks down to little yeah. small communities and hoods and your street, your block, my hood, oh, your okay. wherever the hell you from, Josh. Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn, everybody from Brooklyn. So I don't have a problem with people saying my community or my culture because it's let's not act like it's not a thing. Why moving? I get that people are trying to be this genderless, you know, yeah. this whole everybody is.
Always look at me when you say genderless.
Because I don't know what you are. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Bill doesn't know
I
which
get it.
Billie Jean Kane-ish.
We are all equal, but we are absolutely still individuals and different, and there's nothing wrong with being different.
Above all of this.
And relating to people that you grew up around, that you understand your culture, there's nothing wrong with that, even if you're a white guy. Yeah. You know? I don't have a problem with that. So
what community do you think she was referring to?
I thought it was black community.
Black community.
It's black society. Like you have...
But again, like I said, everybody is not from the same place just because you have black skin. So I'm from a certain place, the projects, the hood. You know, I grew up in what I like to call the Nino Brown era of the crack age, if you understand what I'm saying. I think she's probably talking about that sector mm-hmm. of our culture. The we created, you know, swag and all this hip hop stuff that's going on now. It's like they're wearing hip hop uniforms mm-hmm. from like the 80s and 90s, which came out of the 70s. So we came
Nipsey
up at a
Russell.
Very Nipsey
by the way,
Lean on Me, Wildcat.
Did you watch that great, I think it's a documentary on Netflix about hip hop and its origins and how
yes.
so much started in the projects in New York and then mm-hmm. was kind of yeah. just taken and bastardized along the way.
Yeah, and commercialized along the way. There was a point where the hood would fucking kill MC Hammer for taking commercial ads. But now it's the way to go. I was so confused. It was the Backstreet Boys and what's his name? Chance the Rapper. They did the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
I
was like, does
Boys
he even sound like
seconds?
I was like, I don't know Chance the Rapper music that well, but I was like, does he sound like this all the time? This is a really weird ad.
I made a joke when it was announced that Maroon 5 was playing the Super Bowl. I made a joke that Travis Scott would make an appearance. And it actually happened.
But there is a certain level of middle class blackness and upper class blackness as well. So we're not all one thing. We've been saying that for years. You know what I mean? So I think in a sense, she's speaking for not just like the hood part of us, but the middle class and upper class part of us that are still very proud black people, proud of where we come from and understand that we still have a long way to go in our rights and equalities.
I think it's also just upsetting because it feels like just constant attacks on like our heroes. So when you see someone who's
yes.
like also black kind of doing it, it's not that, I mean, we could debate over OJ and Michael Jackson and all this stuff. But then when you have someone who's like completely innocent die and then after doing something like kind of controversial, like who, you know, we all had our own theories about OJ or whatever. And I mean, I'm young. I was like super young when the shit happened. I got most of my info
if
from
the glove don't fit. You must quit. I stand by that law.
But yeah, after doing all that and getting on the wrong side of the black community, this is like, be the prosecutor in this case, at least, man.
Yeah. You can tell he probably doesn't have a publicist because they would have advised him against this probably. Yeah.
Who knows what his intentions are? I say leave his kids alone. Definitely. They can't control what their dad is doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, because I had someone come at me on Twitter because when I first heard about this, the first thing I said was, oh, my God, everything is just it seems like a movie these days. This is such a movie. And immediately she was like, he has a right to an attorney. I said, what part of what I said says that I don't think that this guy deserves a defense attorney. I didn't say that. Wow. That's where we live. We're in America. If it's you, if it's me, we all deserve someone to defend us in court.
I agree with that.
Twitter is not a jury of our peers.
No, I'm going to
throw that out there.
Let me say
something.
I think
people take context and just throw it out the window.
I agree with you. So he deserves a defense attorney. If it was just a random, even if it was just a random black attorney, it wouldn't have been a thing. But if you're Chris Darden,
when you give, because two things could be true at the same time. I think Chris Darden's an asshole. Let me just say that. But I do believe that this guy, as an American citizen, deserves to go through the system, even though we know he did it and he shouldn't have did it and all that. And he's claiming insane bullshit called bullshit. However, I think I stand with Luanel's point of view when she said, why can't he get some bullshit attorney like we always get? All of a sudden you're getting this major lawyer. Bullshit.
He's trying to make himself it's basically like the killer is made into a celebrity from the killing now, because he hired a celebrity attorney.
Right. Yeah. It's very dangerous what's happening, and people can't see it. It's very fame is dangerous. People want to just get famous off of, oh, I'm going to kill you, write a book from jail, be out in 10 years because I have this good defense attorney. Well,
all
I don't know how good he is, but...
Movie and...
Right. It's just like people have fame so jurors. Little value for life. And let me also say, this is not us, like in terms of the black community. I'm talking about all of us, every single one of us, every single human being that is on social media, everyone has a camera in their hand. It's like we're a walking episode of Black Mirror.
I like that one.
Shittiness.
Fair Mountain.
Yes.
Wait, everyone knows about the title of Black Mirror, right? I had just heard about this.
What? Where did that come
from? Oh, late
no,
in
I don't
game.
Your phone? It's a black mirror.
Oh, I can't. I'm scared.
Is that what we were coming
to? I can see myself in this black screen. It's a black mirror.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah, I did not.
Legit? That's You're what someone right. told me at my bar.
You totally dreamed that.
This time I've been opening my camera to have a mirror.
There you go. It's not accurate. Trademark.
There's a lot of little me's in my phone.
Every
because
time
it's
I come
so
here,
cracked.
You like you say something that you should be getting residuals from.
Blow your mind.
Do not make her head any bigger than it already
Jealousy
is.
Jealousy will leave you,
literally
get you nowhere.
Figuratively big. From murdering people to murdering boners. Actually, you want to do this one? I love the fact that you got this story.
Would you like to murder boners?
Three.
Kill it. Nice segue.
She told me to say that.
Did not. It was vehicular homicide. Three of the top 8 websites in America are porn sites.
Nice job.
Lainey.
It's Pornhub came in at number 6, XNXX came in at 7, and Xvideos is number 8. For comparison, the only 5 sites on the internet that are more popular than those 3 porn sites for Americans are Google, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, and Yahoo. So Twitter is less popular than Pornhub.
Wow.
And Xvideos, insane.
I'm surprised
you can't
about
put, I'm surprised can't put naked stuff on Twitter. That's why.
I'm surprised the most about Yahoo.
Yahoo still exists.
Who uses Yahoo? Maybe Yahoo Sports for fantasy football or something.
I have a Yahoo. I still have a Yahoo Mail account, and
that's
my like spam mail. That's like when someone asks me for an email I don't want to give, I give them that one.
If I see an email from someone with a Yahoo address, I assume it's spam, and I send it. I don't open it. I'm terrified. But thank you for this article, though, because I thought Pornhub was number one. Now I have options. I didn't know. Thank you. This is amazing.
What was the second one? It was like X.
In all caps, it's XNXX.
How is that number one? I've never heard of it.
It was just like who tried to do triple X and accidentally put an N in there and then it became popular. Yeah. I don't know. Xvideos looks interesting. We'll have to check that one out. But also interesting about the numbers and other studies about porn sites. Some of you might already know this. Pornhub's numbers always take a hit whenever Game of Thrones comes out, which means they're due for a decline in about 4 days when the premiere happens, because apparently people love this alternate universe medieval. I still don't watch it.
By the way, Game of Thrones is porn.
Exactly.
I was about to say they're just jerking off.
They're like
Game of Thrones,
soft stuff.
Weird medieval porn.
They're not taking a break. They are jerking off
porn.
To the dragons.
Yeah. It's people who
Dungeons
like porn
and dragons with dicks
and good acting. They're like this softcore shit. The acting is not good enough.
Not getting the job done, going to the
room. Or right bloody enough.
I've masturbated to plenty of dragons, okay? Don't judge me.
You are the real hero. Continue.
Enough about Cisco.
Talk about a fire crotch.
Oh, also, Avengers coming out. So now we're gonna have Game of Thrones and Avengers, and the least amount of jerking going on, I think.
Well, Avengers, I see as like the amalgam because I don't think there's much porny things going on in the event. I mean, the clothing's tight.
Isn't Chris Evans in it?
That's true. Yeah, a lot of muscle on
what
a bunch
Chris
of them.
Evans? He was.
He's Captain
Chris
America.
Is,
Captain America.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And Downey Jr.
He does kind of look like a blue dildo.
Blue
costume, yeah. Look at his costume with the little helmet.
Thanos.
Come on, you know I'm right.
Thanos is more penis-like, I think.
Yeah, well, he has like the balls jaw thing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, now I totally get jerking off to Avengers. I mean,
I'm turning your penis to dust.
Yeah.
So, Josh, just by this study with the traffic, right, of these... Are you thinking maybe, you know, you have your own personal website, but maybe you should put yourself up on Pornhub?
I feel like, I definitely do feel like I'm writing a pilot right now. So once this shit gets on, like HBO or something, we're going to put all the ads on Pornhub. We're going to have special targeted ads for Pornhub where it's like funny, like, because you need a good laugh in between your jerk offs, like on the ads.
For me, it's crying all the time.
We can make you laugh in that 30 seconds before your thing starts. What a great experience. You're getting a laugh, you get an orgasm. You're going to definitely watch.
You know what I do not appreciate in my adult programming is they've been doing a thing where the volume is low, and then at some point the advertisement goes real loud. So like you're like, what the fuck? You know, you're keeping it at like a normal amount.
Yes.
You think you're like, I can't. Is this thing does not have enough sound or what? And then all of a sudden, someone in the other room hears like stop jerking off and buy or you know go to this webcam out of and you're like, Jesus fuck no.
You want women that'll fuck you in person?
Oh,
click this
God.
Ad.
Yeah, or whatever it is, or that Blue Chew shit that they're doing.
So you
don't besmirch Blue Chew. We're trying to get him back as an advertiser.
You enjoy listening to the videos as well.
I prefer
some
if there's
would rather just mute it because they don't want to hear. Like,
well, it depends.
It depends
who's there or who's you know. If you're by yourself, then who gives a shit? I don't know.
I think it's a reflection of what you like sexually.
Like in the room. I mean, just another room.
You gotta have the vibe. You gotta know how. I need to know the backstory about what's going on. That's the whole thing for me. I can't just turn into just.
I think it's
busy
more.
Man, I have no time for the backstory.
I need the backstory. That's the most important part to me.
Although backstory is a great name for a porn.
I think it's more. It's about what you like sexually, like in real life. You're looking up stuff that'll get you going, right?
Yeah.
So, like me, I like to hear a lot. You know, when I'm in you know bed, you have to talk. You talk me through my orgasm. You know, so I like videos where the guy has a lot of you know.
Stuff to say.
First
of all, listener, everybody.
The problem is, I don't really, when I think of porn, I don't really think of dialogue. I don't think of like award winning. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I just close my eyes and listen to the sound, and that's enough for me.
Oh, yeah. No, I only, that's the other thing is, I only appreciate like, you know, real. Either stolen or webcam, you know, like real couples doing their thing.
Yeah.
I don't do the studio.
The amateur ones are usually a little bit better.
That's why it's more fun when you can hear what they're saying, because if it's a real couple, I want to hear, like, you know, the dynamic. I want to know what's going on.
I love it. Like,
your brother will be home soon.
In the background or like.
I only like situations I've never been in, so I don't do that amateur shit.
Interesting.
Me too. That's why if they're having sex at all, I'm like, oh, this is new. This
you know my biggest pet peeve?
With another person, I'm like, wow.
My biggest pet peeve is music. Turn your fucking music on. I hate, I don't want to hear I don't want to hear Drake in the background. I don't want to hear Bon Jovi. I don't care about your musical taste while you're fucking. Turn that off.
No, if they have news, that's the worst. When it's like some like Anderson Cooper's in the background talking and you're like
that's
turn it off.
It's amazing.
I like that though. It's
I've seen
they
that.
Turn the TV up a little bit so the kids don't hear. All right, put the camera on. Let's make an extra $50 for date night.
Speaking of saving some money.
I don't know if we qualify that as a segue.
Money shot. I don't know.
This made me so angry. CNBC has been recently roasted for a video they put out giving advice on tipping. This simple tipping trick could save you over $400 a year. That's the name of the video.
I'm listening.
Hosted by correspondent Zach Guzman, or Guzman, who knows.
A little more than a dollar a day, people.
Says that the trick is simple. Restaurant diners should tip based on the pre-tax amount rather than the post-tax amount. And another trick, rather than tipping 20%, just go home and kill yourself. Oh, I read that wrong.
You're editorializing.
Take the tax and double it, which ends up being about 17.6%. Well, people on Twitter are furious about this. You know, they did the fury for me, so I didn't tweet about it. Jaya Saxena, great name, had a tip of her own. Don't go on a date with anyone in this video. I agree with that. Yashara Lee, who's pretty big on Twitter, said, this piece is a stupid, stupid, awful video. Want to save money? Go out less. Cut from other places. Don't screw over hardworking people who deal with BS from customers all day long. Here's the video. We can play some of it.
That looks like
so
the guy who cursed out the
nice
Spanish
meal.
Person
maybe
at
even
the
a
Starbucks.
Nice date.
Bro, not your date.
But then comes time to figure out how much you're going to tip. It's a seemingly insignificant decision, but it can add up over time. So much so that making one simple change could save you over $400 without looking cheap.
So weird that you would have a problem.
The question is, what's the right way to tip, and how much is the right amount?
I generally tip 10%.
15% of tips.
10%?
My tip would be get a better job, go to school, and get an education. That's my tip.
They give good service.
Thank God she said, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not a surprise to learn that it's customary to tip 15 to 20% on top of your bill, according to the etiquette experts at the Emily Post Institute. But what exactly does that apply to? For example, take a look at my bill. It was $100 and then $108 after tax.
What did you eat?
He had four glasses of wine.
Pre-tax. Post-tax.
After tax, generally.
Okay, what's the difference?
Hey, there's the blue dildo.
From an etiquette standpoint, tipping on pre-tax is absolutely fine. You don't have to tip on what you are already being taxed.
Yeah.
I never knew that before.
Neither did I. But it can be a game changer when it comes to doing the math in your head. Most people use two common tricks to calculate a tip.
You just move the decimal point.
Oh, you double the tax.
So using the decimal trick on a bill like this is actually pretty simple. You just move the decimal over and double it.
Yeah, it's simple on every bill. It's simple on every bill.
That really touched a nerve with this.
That's good if you move the decimal. That's like 20% after tax.
That gives you a tip of about 18%. Now, it might not seem like much, but tipping that way actually saves you $4. And if you do that again in a week, that's a whopping $8.
Start
if you extrapolate that out for 52 weeks in a year, so you could save over $400.
Imagine how much the servers are losing a week.
Exactly.
A lot of people do.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it feels a little dirty.
Dirty?
It just feels like you're going out of your way almost to look at the number that's clearly going to give that person less money just because.
In the end, how much you choose to tip is up to you.
Darling,
thank
you.
How much you choose to save is just as well.
Your card got declined.
Maybe you should try it again.
Ooh,
it
that cut times. Like a knife. Hitting close to home with the card thing.
Yeah, so while it adds up, right, for the person who's tipping less, it also adds up for the bartender or the server who depends on that money, who isn't paid the standard minimum wage. You're paid the salary of a tipped employee, which is less.
Maybe that's the problem.
You need those tips. And, like, so much of the paycheck is taken out in taxes from our tips because we have to declare them all. Even a lot of places now.
Wait a second. You don't have to declare all of your tips.
No one declares all.
And you can write off all the meals you said before you declare.
The man who does not work in a restaurant, the person who does.
When you
are a pooled house, you have to declare all of your cash tips, too, because it has to be divvied up by hours.
The only way
correctly.
To help with that is to pay on your card and then tip cash, and then that helps them as far as the old taxes are concerned.
That's what you think, but if it's a pooled house, you put that money in a pot, and you have to then divvy it up amongst everyone. And because I don't steal, like some other people, I am honest, and I put it in the...
Letting it all out.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
It's
here's
so
the
frustrating
thing.
Me.
Every restaurant...
Like, you don't have to declare.
Every restaurant and bar is different. I bartended for 7 years, bartender and waitress, in the same place for a very long time. And I'll say a couple things. Number one, if $400 calculated over the entire year is making such a big damn difference in your life, stay home. Stay home to save a little bit more than $400. You could probably save a couple thousand. That's number one. Number two, if I don't believe that everybody just deserves a great tip, myself included. There were nights where I probably didn't deserve to get a full 15 or 20%. But 99.9999% of the time, I deserve 30%, damn it. I was great. I was wonderful. I know your drink by heart. I know your problems. I talk you through your life. I wish you would like skip out on a tip and start penny pinching me. You'll be really thirsty the next time you come back in my bar.
Let me.
But then isn't there a thought that even if the service is bad, they clearly had a bad day or there's been bad customers, so you should still tip them the regular amount anyway?
I usually tip 20% right. every time, but like I don't think that video, I'm going to play devil's advocate with that video. I think that video is going to get more people to tip that pre-tax 20% than to get people to reduce. Because the people who are already tipping over, I doubt they're like, oh, well, I'll say $400. Like it's always,
right.
And I'll look at the people they interviewed on the street, it's probably all the people who said $5 to $10 seemed broker.
They do that anyway.
Right?
The people who do that anyway.
Yeah.
That's their character. And they do.
If they see this video, it's like telling like the people who are tipping more to like, this is how you save money. Maybe they're like, maybe I could get to those people's level, so I'll tip what this video says. You know, but before they were just like tipping a dollar every time, you know.
And just because someone, by the way, had a bad day, including myself over the time that I was in the service industry, that does not give me a right to take it out on you. This is my job. You have to like shut that down and still give good service. So when I am a customer, I expect good service. I don't want to be treated like straight garbage. And then it's hard. It's real hard to be very generous when you haven't been very generous. You want me to put everything aside that just happened to me while I came out to have a good day, and now you poured all your crap on me, and now I have to reward you for it. I have a problem with that.
Also, but if I laughed at your shitty jokes, I deserve at least.
My jokes are great.
What's the biggest tip you ever got at like waitressing?
Well, okay, it was kind of recently. We had in a guy who will be opening up another restaurant in the group that I work for. And so he was like a big wig. We knew he was coming in. I was taking care of him and his friend. And the whole bill was taken care of. But he's like, I've worked in restaurants. I get this. I'm still going to tip you. I want to see like the total amount. And he tipped very well, like 60%, something crazy. Nice. And all in cash. And he's like, I know you're a pooled house, but like if you want to keep something for yourself. But I still didn't. I still didn't, because it's honor system. And like, I believe in karma. I believe in that shit. That if somebody else has a large party and they tip very well, they're going to keep that and not put that in the pot. And yet sucks that like what was $140, I only got like $20 from. Ooh. But it does even out in that sense. But
athlete or like a CEO that did 100% tip or stuff like that? Because you always hear about, or even more than that, like just the crazy tips. But I guess they're so rare.
Yeah, I have, especially like on New Year's. I don't know if you've ever worked like New Year's Eve, like those parties. I've made a ridiculous amount of money working New Year's Eve. But that's, in general,
I'll take a pity tip. They feel bad for me that I'm worried. I'll take it.
I think I've tipped over 100%.
Better or worse? Are they so drunk that they're more generous, or are they so drunk that they just...
Well, you have if they're attracted to you or not, obviously.
Well, first of all, you have a responsibility as a bartender not to take advantage of people and let them get too far.
There's a lot of people. Sometimes you can't.
I've definitely had bartenders try to take advantage.
You know, if someone is ordering their sixth fucking glass of wine, you know it.
You don't know my tolerance.
You know it. Can I ask this, though? It's in the tipping genre. I am very annoyed with cab, Uber, Lyft, the tipping of cars. What, now, explain to me, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, besides making me really uncomfortable with your smell, that I should tip. This is what I want. I do tip, but every time I tip in a car, I'm like, why?
That's all.
You didn't open
the
door. You didn't do anything. You didn't open the door.
They're driving
you.
Say
hello. You're rude. Yeah, I'm paying you.
Well, but here, you're paying a lot of time.
Like
you're paying the pimp. You're paying Uber.
They get a cut.
They get a small cut of the service fee.
Chris's cab's parked outside. What do you think?
I used to.
What are you doing? Why do you smell like that?
I go by like if you stumble into a conversation something, I think I was in LA and there was a very friendly gentleman that I was thinking of. Anyway, it turned out he had a contact in stand up. He was like, oh, yeah, I'll see if he can get you on some show or whatever. So then I was like, okay. So I go by conversation. I also go by if you're late and you're like, I have to get there, please, you know, do this. And he's weaving it. Yeah. Then you're like, okay, I'll give, you know.
I agree.
Or if an Uber pool lets you just go quick because you're like close and doesn't pick up other people.
Yeah, anything. Right. Anything
all of
like that.
I agree.
If nothing happens, then I generally just kind of.
That's when I don't feel like I'm being robbed from something or like, what am I doing?
But what's the difference between that and if you're at a busy bar and they don't care about you. It's just they're just making drinks and then, hey, there's one. It's like, why should I tip you for your doing? I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm saying, how is that different?
Because they would love to give you good service, but they physically can't because the volume is so high. They're short.
Well, it's the same thing with Uber drivers.
Called out that day.
I agree. I'm just saying.
I'm now told I usually tip a dollar a beer. I figure that's good. I mean, they're basically just putting it on a tap, all that. But a dollar a beer, I figure is fine. Now I'm finding out that you got to tip more than a dollar a beer.
It depends on the price of the beer.
I don't go to fancy places.
Yeah,
if
a Heineken, there are times like if a Heineken costs like $8 and after tax it's $9, I feel weird paying $10 for a Heineken.
Yeah, but you're not doing your standard 15-20% on these beers.
Yeah, I mean, you're marking it up.
$1 per drink.
How about this? Let me know your opinion on if you're paying by the drink cash. I like giving a dollar for every drink or shot. If I get shots for people, I'll do the amount of shots for, you know, dollar per each. But what bothers me is that if it's a tab and then I get the thing to sign, sometimes the amount of tip percentage-wise is way more than a dollar per...
Because you should be giving more than a dollar.
Right, because it's more. That's exactly what I was saying. The drinks cost more.
But I'm saying...
Depends how much the drinks are.
That's what I mean.
If it's PBR, that's a great tip. Like, if it's like $3 PBR and you're giving a dollar.
Exactly. If there's a $5 drink and then you're doing 20%, and then you do... There could be a drink that's the same exact thing, but it's, you know, $16. And you're like, well, am I going to get
$3? No, it's probably not the same thing because it's a different effort and technique to make each drink. Unless you're just opening a bottle. But if I'm making a vodka and Sprite versus a martini that I'm shaking, I'm stirring, I'm doing all this stuff for, and then putting it in a fancy glass and tiptoeing it over there so I don't fucking spill it.
I completely agree with that.
Even with a beer, I don't have a bar back. When I have to change a keg,
exactly.
You're tipping me for that effort too. And when I change it and accidentally the pressure is off, and then when I'm trying to and then I come up and I'm just soaked in beer. Give me an extra fucking dollar.
I wish there was a video of that.
But speaking of barbacks and things, oftentimes people have to tip out those people too.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
You know, then when
and we tipped out 20% to our barbacks. 20% our 20% to their 20%. So if you're only giving me 10-15%, at the end of the day, I'm still giving the barback 20% of my total of the night. Yeah. So I'm you know what I'm saying?
I drove for Postmates. It's like Uber Eats kind of. People would not tip on that, and you barely made. I lost money driving for that.
I think anything with me.
I drove through blizzards. I drove from Myrtle Broadway in Bushwick to Inwood to deliver someone a bunch of snacks from a bodega. And no tip.
Can I say this though? Because I order from all of those places, Uber Eats, Grubhub. Sometimes when I go to tip, it's not an option and it disappears. Yeah. So I think some of that might have to do with the apps. They need to get their technology together.
Maybe. Postmates, I think it asks you right away, but because a lot of people did tip. But then I think another thing is that they charge increased surge pricing, which we get a little bit of, but it's still not worth what you're doing in a blizzard. But because they pay this surge price, and they won't.
Yeah, and the delivery fee is $5.99. There's a small cart fee for $1.99.
And you're paying
$20. $20 for one taco, basically. okay, here's
that's
a
why
tip.
You need to only order big on it. I only order delivery now if I have a date home. I'm a good
Josh's treat. Netflix. Netflix and chill with Postmates.
Over here.
I'm just trying to make the delivery fee worth it.
Generally speaking, I think that if someone has to come up with a system and really think about the tip anyway, they should be the type that shouldn't go out at all. Even if it's under or over, I like someone who just says, I'm giving this much and that's it. I hate people that are going, okay, but wait, now I would do 18%, but not 16 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand.
I don't give it
a job at CNBC. So
the only time I find myself contemplating the tip is like, why was you so awful to me? You know, it has to be awful. Something has to happen, because otherwise I usually over tip. Yeah. So something has to happen. Yeah. And usually, because I'm me, I usually have a conversation with that person, but just to see
why were you so awful?
Yeah, what is going on with you today? Because I want to enjoy myself. Before we even get there, I'm like, do you need to take a break? Do you need me to move to another table? Yeah. Let's have a conversation. I'm not going to have a bad time.
You seem hangry or something.
Yeah. When I'm out somewhere, the last thing I want to do is have a bad time. I probably came out because I was having a bad time. Yeah. So I'm here to have a good time, and you're going to put your shit on me? No.
You usually go into it thinking I'm willing to not waste money, but, you know, I'm willing to lose money tonight because I'm trying to have a good time.
Right.
So it's like, you have a friend that's there, you go, oh, okay, let's get him a drink. Yeah, you know you're wasting money for little things. What's the difference between being like, okay, we'll add a few more bucks to the tip, you know?
Right, you're out for the experience. I could have stayed home, ordered in. I could have got a bottle of wine or whatever you drink at home. You're out for the experience. And our job in a service industry is to make that experience great, not just give you food with anger on it.
I'm laughing at your awful jokes.
My jokes are great!
And that package also gave a tip, because if you're really lazy, just go to Times Square when you do a man on the street. It's always the only people in New York that'll talk to you. Every single person in that package is also right behind the M&M store.
Doesn't even
go to.
Here's my tip. Get a better job.
The article tone in general is sort of stupid, because it's like, I mean, it's still an optional thing. They're saying if you could save money, it's like, well, okay, you could also save money if you're just a complete dickhead.
Right.
Don't do anything. Like, that's saving money. Either way, you're just being an asshole.
And I know she says she was joking, but there are people that have that point of view. Truth and comedy, right? Truth and jokes. So what I say to that is, a lot of people that are in the service industry are working towards better jobs. They are students. They are people in the entertainment industry. And being in the service industry, bartending, waitressing, whatever you're doing, it gave me, I used to work like 3 days, maybe four out of the week. And then I had the rest of the week to be a mom and then, you know, go audition or whatever. So it gave me so much freedom.
Also,
so people are doing better by doing that.
Bartenders and servers make more money than the managers.
Oh, yeah.
Work more hours. So it's this idea of, like, it's okay to just do the job, too. Maybe you like hospitality. Like, maybe you just enjoy serving people. I can't say that with a straight face.
Did you guys ever get someone leaving Proverbs, like a quote from the Bible, rather than an actual tip?
Oh, my God.
That happens in the Midwest.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? Go fuck yourself. I hate to add cursing to a Bible. But I do get that point of view as well. And some people just like a social job.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting out the house. They don't have any. They're not doing all the other stuff. But this is just fun for them. Yeah.
More importantly, how come comedians don't get tipped?
Who?
Yeah, actually, that's a good
point. Dudes playing guitars and stuff get tipped.
There's a tip bucket. People pass
away. Yeah, yeah.
You always remind us to tip our waitresses.
Comedians at a show where everyone pretty much knows they're not getting paid, you know.
Yeah.
Some places do a tip bucket at the end.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or like the check spot is like the bucket spot.
You should just announce your Venmo, like you do your social media at shows or things.
Yes, I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, I should do that.
I'm easy to find at Von D. Carlo. Excuse me, everybody. At Von D. Carlo, I'm taking all.
Josh-Carter-14.
Well, let's go down the table. You guys, this is as wonderful as I knew it was.
Are we done already?
It's 11:33.
Oh, wow.
It's always a good sign when it goes.
We only did like three stories.
I know.
Oh, Joanne.
I always tell you never heard
about tipping over here. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not sorry. I wanted to say I was sorry, but I'm not.
All right, let's go down the table.
Today.
Yeah, we've had a couple.
I just the album and the Comedy Cellar here and there. I don't have a day right now, but follow my social media and look for the Cellar dates. And
tip them when you see them.
Give them
tip me. Actually, someone at the Cellar did throw $20 at me one time because
was
I was
like
helping.
Disrespectful though.
It was a running joke because I kept fucking with him and his whatever lady he was with, and then there was a thing, and he gave me money because I. It was some sexual thing where I made him look good, and then he was like, "Ugh." So
I didn't.
That's happened to me at when I was at the Fat Black. Someone was like, "Oh my god, I felt like I should have paid more for the show." They had, came out because I put it on Instagram that I was going to be there, or whatever, and they sent me a was it Venmo or PayPal, and I was like, "What is this?" I was like, "I felt weird. I didn't even know how to accept it." I was like, "All right, but you didn't have to do that."
Feel weird. Job well done.
CoachVaughn.com. I started a new Patreon. Coach Vaughn's Corner has been expanded into not just sports talk, but everything talk. I have a new Patreon page. There's different tier levels where you can join. I'm relaunching my podcast as a monthly comedy show. So that's going to stream live. It's going to be fun guests. And there's different tier levels where you could get a free copy of my book. You could get free comedy passes. It's going to be a fun, that's good a time. Speak Fluent Man. I'm sorry.
I got an autographed copy of that one.
Yeah. A bad year for us.
Speak Fluent Man. So you could get, if you go to CoachVaughn.com, please join my Patreon and support that. There's a level where it's like, okay, I just want to support you. Shut up. And then there's levels where you could even get like one-on-ones, which is interesting because I haven't really promoted it much, but I have like 4 patrons right now because it just started. And 2 of them are at the highest tier level for one-on-ones, which was so surprising to me. So thank you, whoever you are who did that. And I am launching the monthly comedy show. It's gold May 22nd. Please do come out, everybody. It's going to be a fun time. Sid Gold. Am I saying that right?
Sid Gold.
Sid's Gold. And like I said, it's going to be a comedy show, a regular comedy show. And then the comics that are on the show are going to be like my co-hosts for the live stream podcast after. And I'll have like one non-comic guest of the sports world or entertainment world in general. So it's going to be fun. CoachVaughn.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And just say hi because I'm lonely.
Josh, what do you got?
What up? So if you're watching, this is coming out today. So Thursday, I'm at QED in Astoria. Friday, as always, Polished Comedy. We have a really good one come through. You could get like a free manicure or cocktail if you come early, ladies. Wow. Then you could come laugh as your nails dry. It's great. Every Friday at 8:30, I host that. Actually, I'm actually going to be closing it because I'm doing some private gigs this weekend. So you can see me do a long set.
Wait, this is the last one? I've done the show, by the way.
I love
Polished
Comedy. No, it's
not
the last one. I'm just saying I'm closing the show. Like I'm doing a long set. I usually host it, but
okay,
I'm doing a long set this week. If you want to come see my long set for free, you could come through this Friday at Polished.
Nice. Sounds like the kind of person.
It's a fun show, yeah.
Tips.
Better tip though. I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, you should do a tip
me.
Bucket.
Tip me,
do
you're
a tip
see
bucket.
My free headlining.
Do a tip bucket for sure.
Speaking of PSAs.
My Christ.
All right, so I'm a really big believer in what you put out there, you get back. So if you act like you have a lot of money and you tip really well, somehow it's going to come back to you. You'll find money on the street, you'll get a check in the mail unexpectedly, but it's all secular?
You ruined
circular?
It with secular.
Cyclical.
Thank you. What did I say? Secular?